praise thou, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You note that here he does not have the clothing which we find in Matthew chapter 6, where it gives us the Lord's Prayer, finds the kingdom come and rule forever, because he's not clothing the teaching about prayer, and he continues still with another lesson on prayer. And instead of this, which we should have a friend, and before him at midnight, stand in prayer, let me tree low. For a friend of mine is returning, come to me, and I'm loving to step before him. He from the men shall answer and say, trouble me not, though I'm now cut, my children with me in debt, I cannot buy this give thee. I say to you, though he will not buy this give him, because he's his friend, yet because of his importunity, he'll buy this and give him as many as they need it. Then I say to you, ask. Now the inference is that of a persistent asking, and in the Greek form here, the word is that a present entry means ask and ask and ask and ask. I say to you, keep on asking, if you live, if you speak, I'll keep on seeking, and you shall find. Not that you go from him, for one that asks to receive it, he that seeketh findeth, him that knocketh, it shall be open. If the Son shall ask bread, if any do better, the Father will give him a stone. If he shall ask a fish, will he pour a fish, give him a serpent. If he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion. If he then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more to the heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. Now here, since the Lord puts this together, we see something of the meaning of a parable. This man who's asking for bread, three loaves for bread, is the life of Christian praying for bread. That for sinners. That is the power to win lost sinners, the power of the Holy Spirit. And from our God, the Holy Spirit to them that ask him and ask him and ask him. This was to say. Now, Jesus was praying in the first place, and his disciples heard. Wouldn't you love to hear Jesus pray? Wouldn't it be wonderful? I want to see his face, and I want to hear his voice. I think it must have been wonderful that John, for me, just had a woman's breast and the whisper to him. I want to see his face. Jesus was praying. I don't know what he said, but I know what he prayed for because I know what was on his heart all the time. There is the faithful saying that worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom are sheep. He came to save sinners. That's the main thing with him. And so we pray about that. And the disciples heard it. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. They said, John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. Won't you teach us to pray? And so he did. Now people need to learn to pray. We do not do things right naturally. Sometimes you hear about a fellow that sings and they say, "Now, Lord, bless you, the Lord, that you sing." Well, then it's likely that the more he sings, the poorer his singing will be, and he'll hurt his voice because people don't sing aright until they learn to sing right. You see, we're a fallen, changed people, and we need to learn to do things right. There's an old saying, an old song here, folks, that says, prayer is the soul's sincere desire, a letter or a prayer. Well, now, that may be prayer, but it's not necessarily the right kind of prayer, that you learn to pray according to the Bible. So the Bible says, Lord, we need to learn to pray. We can't pray like you do. I heard you pray, Jesus. We can't pray like that. And John the Baptist called his disciples, so they said, Lord, teach us to pray. We need to learn to pray. When my book on prayer came out years ago, and I'm so grateful God has used it, but it's about 7 foreign languages, and there's 200,000 copies printed in English, and it's blessed many people. When it first came out, a great many pastors used that book in prayer meeting, and they take a chapter a night in the Wednesday night meeting. I remember Dr. Arms, the Presbyterian pastor, his book on order, 30 copies, and there's some more, and a good bit of it. And I was concerned with the text, and I thought, well, why don't they just get some scriptures on prayer themselves? But then I remember the Lord said about that Ethiopian eunuch, you know, that he was reading the book of Isaiah 53. The plain is for a passage in the Old Testament about Jesus, but he didn't understand it. And Philip said, John, is that what you read? He said, how can I, except some man should guide me? So people need guiding and also learn how to pray. Well, Pastor, you need to teach your people how to pray. And so John told his disciples to teach Savior of peace is. Hallelujah. So here is a lesson on prayer. You'll learn this comes by now. I preaching this before I ever knew this, because I'll find this way. But it shall find itself. There are two kinds of prayer, and there are two prayers, and there are two pleas about this prayer for sinners. I want to say, first of all, there's two kinds of prayer. The first is a kindergarten prayer. The first is a little child's prayer, a new convert prayer. We call it the Lord's Prayer or the Model Prayer. It's a very good prayer. And don't anybody, if you don't think you get too big for it, you can come and say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. It's good prayer, but it's a new convert prayer, a very simple, basic prayer. Once I was in the Bible and I came home, and this old judge, my baby, how she said this was about that she had his three boys and a girl, and her care for your husband, and bless the God. But her beautiful little girl, old, great, I suppose, I came home from her Bible campaign, and she sat by me at the table. The baby always sat by my place. And she said, Dad, will you fill up for me? And Mrs. Rice said, on her bed. That is tired. He's been gone so much. Now, don't worry, Daddy. I'll go to you. No, he said, Daddy, cut it up. He likes to. That is my truth. And I cut it for me. And in that time, it was time when Daddy, of course, would be able to put it down by her little bed and pray with her. And it was my prayer. And these father and preachers did. They know it was a month ago. So she said, Now, Daddy, shall I pray now, lady? Now, Father, or shall I just make a home prayer? And I said, well, first of all, we'll pray together, Our Father, which art in heaven, and you can make your own prayer. You see, she had the right to pray that book. She was already saved. The little girl said, about 8 years old, but she was still, she was a Christian. She could pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. That's a new convert prayer. It's mighty good for all of us sometimes to see little children. I was thinking today, and I know the Lord will hold it against me. I've been in the Lord's work now for 6 years. Of that time, I estimate that I've been away from home 30 years, or away from my home, 30 years away from home, table, and bed, my own family. And I know the Lord understands that I'm often lonely. And I'm thinking about it today. And it's a mighty good thing to be just a little child and have God comfort his own dear little children. And they have the simple things like the Lord is my shepherd. And this prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. This is a good prayer, though it is a beginner's prayer. You know, for this I have said in the first place, it is a selfish prayer. That is not wrong. It's not wrong for a child to say, Mama, I'm hungry. That's what mothers are for. It's not wrong for a child to say, Daddy, can I eat some shoes? It's not wrong for a Christian to say, Father, I want to tell you what I need. So give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, deliver us from evil. These are for that selfish request. There's birth requests, and Christians offer free. And you have to ask what you need and what you want. That's not wrong. You know, God has to put things in the world of gratitude, but sometimes we ought to pray about the power of the Holy Spirit, too. Oh, this is a more like of a selfish prayer. And that's it also not only a selfish prayer, but it's rather a general prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, honored by the honor of your name, and thy kingdom come on earth, long peace come, send his kingdom on the earth, and so on. God filled on the earth like sons of angels in heaven. That's a mighty good prayer, but it's a weapon to be ordered, isn't it? That's pretty general, isn't it? I'm reminded of my granddaughter. Now she's a senior, I believe it is, junior, senior in Tennessee Temple College. But when she was born and had some faith, a little sister who was in Bob Jones University sophomore this year, she was 3 1/2. And they were down to say the goodnight prayers. And so they rambled around, as little children do when they pray, as you may know. And she said, The Lord bless Paul Paul, help him to preach. I'm Paul Paul. And she said, Bless Daddy, and help him to preach so everybody can get converted. Just like that, you know. They don't get converted quite that quick in the region, but that's your prayer. And she said, Lord, help me in patience, put some of her fingers over and get a little older with their husbands. That's so and to think about that for you. I'm just saying, the Lord's Prayer is a little like a child's prayer, very general, you see. But don't you think sometimes you'll learn to pray specifically to and pray for an intercessory prayer, pray for a violence, pray for others. presence of the power of the Holy Ghost and the prayer centers of the day, so that it's a different kind of prayer.
Well, like the team said, I had a kindergarten prayer, and I'm going to give you a college course on prayer. I'm going to give you a graduate course on prayer.
He said, which we should have a friend, whatever it's been, I spend a
friend, nothing you should
know. And I know, he's always talking to pray about your old day that prayer, several posts. This is spiritual food for somebody else.
For it said, a friend of mine that here to come to me, and I was up to said before,
this is not selfish, this is about somebody else.
I guess you shall have a friend. So if it did, I say, your friend lives in three loaves.
A friend of mine that here to come to me, and I was up to said before. Aren't you glad that the heavenly friend can go to midnight? I'd like to do it. I'm glad there's no restrictions. I'm thinking of it in my heart, so blessed again, if I remembered in Psalm 100, that he will not always chide, he will keep his anger, for the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, he will keep his anger, brother. Aren't you glad God's approachable? You don't have to have that department. Aren't you glad you'll not stand in line? Aren't you glad that the Lord got time for his own? Aren't you glad you go to the same time just for this little day? Ah, that's wonderful. You know, Bishop said, I found a contact in the hell, man, silent prayer. He said, let's keep the wings of the morning, slice the miracles, part of the sea, behold the silent prayer. Anywhere, you can go to God. And so, friend, at your time, go to him and say, friend, let the tree low. All right, so there's a heavenly friend, and he has a friend. Ah, that's important. There are things of all the important things in the world, for preacher and Christian worker, son, school teacher, and dad, and mother, and be sure you make it so you're always in touch with the man who makes the bread. Yes, there. Now, then you have a lot of business in about campaign, and I think for his lane in the shop, and we begin to have a shaking and a breaking. But I made a sermon outline, the sermon announcement for the second week, and got ready to publish a first week. I've kept announcement from the pulpit, one more for your mother, and I kissed the last syllable. So we had a meeting of the pastor. Oh, the pastor said, Brother Lance said, some of our people are pretty well concerned about this business, you know, you're announcing what you're going to preach on. They said, you know, like that, you're going to make somebody mad. And I said, yes, if God hasn't put me, he's going to make several people mad. If God's still with me like he has been. Well, but they said, now, the way you announce those books, that's pretty sharp. I said, yes, it's in there. Well, it said, would you mind, let's have a committee to go through those subjects with you and talk with you about how to face them so it won't offend anybody. Well, I said, I don't mind anybody talking to the only, I'm not going to change the way I face the subject. I decide that and nobody else does. Well, they said, now, Brother, I can hear a lot of churches go operating with lots of people sensitive about it. You want to hurt the feelings on it. I said, we're going straight down the middle like we're started. That's the way. And somebody said, well, now, some of them don't like that. I said, you can like it or not. I'll tell you what we'll do. Even I'm going right down like I started preaching, playing, and saying so everywhere.
Every time, and I'll see you the head time. Oh, of course, this thing is Sunday night. I'll announce that the God of the preacher was based on this and is in the
Now, I said, you knew ahead of time what kind of a preacher I was before you got me here. And I said, if that is a preacher for anybody's feelings and no praise in his name, and they don't have much revival, they don't have any revolutions or riots and so on, if you want that kind of prayer that kind, you're not going to change me. And one of the preachers said, you mean it's going like the start of all else? And I said, it's going like the start of all else. And one of the pastors said, brother, I'll make you the hard boy.